A consultant loses a $40 million client despite delivering superior returns and having deeper expertise than any competitor. A technically brilliant engineer watches less qualified colleagues get promoted. A salesperson with the best product consistently loses to companies offering inferior solutions. What's the common thread? They all missed something fundamental that has nothing to do with competence. Trust has become the ultimate business differentiator, yet most professionals have never been taught how it actually works. We invest years mastering technical skills while ignoring the paradoxical truth that drives all meaningful business relationships. The best way to win is to stop trying to win. This isn't motivational fluff. High-trust companies outperform low-trust ones by 286% in total shareholder returns. The firm that won that $40 million client didn't have better credentials. They simply took time to understand the client's concerns rather than defending their expertise. That single shift made all the difference. Trust follows a simple formula: credibility plus reliability plus intimacy divided by self-orientation. Increase the top three or decrease the bottom, and trustworthiness rises. This explains why technically brilliant professionals often struggle. They excel at credibility, but their self-focus undermines everything else. Credibility means your expertise holds weight. Reliability is consistent follow-through. Intimacy creates emotional safety for sharing concerns. Self-orientation reveals where your focus truly lies, on yourself or serving others. Most professionals already dominate credibility and reliability. The real leverage lies in intimacy and reduced self-orientation. Consider a financial advisor meeting a nervous client. High credibility means rattling off market analysis. High intimacy means saying, "You seem concerned about something beyond the numbers. What's really worrying you?" That shift from showcasing expertise to creating safety transforms relationships. Perfect credentials mean nothing if conversations always circle back to your solutions and track record. Professionals who master intimacy and minimize self-focus often build stronger relationships despite less impressive credentials. Trust isn't innate. It's learned through practice. Five fundamental skills separate trusted advisors from everyone else. Real listening means suspending your agenda and becoming genuinely curious. IBM executives implementing deep listening practices reported 40% better problem resolution. This requires resisting the urge to problem solve immediately and letting uncomfortable silences breathe. Partnering elevates relationships from transactions to collaboration. Good partners maintain equal status regardless of titles, share both glory and burden, and handle disagreements transparently. The 1980 Olympic hockey team cut a talented player whose inconsistent effort undermined team trust. Improvisation transforms potential disasters into trust-building moments. Successful improvisers use yes and responses, maintain authenticity over cleverness, and respond quickly without overanalysis. Pixar uses improvisation techniques throughout their creative process. Risk-taking catalyzes trust development. Small, calculated risks early prevent major breaches later. Acknowledging mistakes first, sharing vulnerable information appropriately, and addressing conflicts directly. Johnson & Johnson demonstrated this during the Tylenol crisis. Immediate transparency strengthened public trust despite the crisis. Self-knowledge distinguishes trusted advisors from technical experts. This involves regular reflection, seeking feedback, and understanding personal triggers. Google incorporated emotional intelligence training into leadership development after recognizing self-aware leaders build stronger teams. Traditional sales creates adversarial dynamics. Trust-based business development focuses on being genuinely helpful rather than strategically persuasive. Prioritize client interests even when it costs you business. Share ideas freely. Tell prospects when they don't need your services. A consulting firm provides detailed preliminary analysis at no cost. A software company recommends a simpler, less expensive solution. This demonstrates genuine customer focus through actions that sometimes mean walking away. Transform pitches into working sessions, solving problems collaboratively during the meeting. Don't withhold ideas fearing theft. That's self-oriented thinking. Sample selling differentiates you by demonstrating both capability and confidence. Pricing discussions reveal trust principles most clearly. Customers want to know the price immediately. The longer you wait, the more tension builds. Discuss price early. At the risk of raising price before discussing value, let me make sure we're in the same ballpark. I'm guessing this'll be a low five-digit number. This reduces anxiety and enables productive conversations. The traditional always-be-closing approach destroys trust by creating pressure. Trust-based selling helps buyers make appropriate decisions. Replace closing language with action-oriented questions. What needs doing next? The new mantra, always be collaborating. Even with best intentions, professional relationships face challenges. Trust-based approaches provide strategies for navigating difficulties without compromising integrity. When relationships stall, take action rather than letting them fade. Name it and claim it by directly acknowledging the barrier. I've noticed our communication has become less frequent, and I want to understand if something's concerning you. Alternatively, up the ante by investing more effort to create a proposition of much greater value, demonstrating commitment. For seemingly difficult clients, remember, there is no such thing as a difficult partner, only relationships that aren't working. Bad behavior typically stems from decent people experiencing stress or fear. A client's aggressive demands might reflect stakeholder pressure. Their reluctance to share information might stem from previous negative experiences. Transform difficult relationships by reframing your thinking. If your problem statement starts with "he won't" or "she doesn't," you're stuck in blame. Cultivate curiosity about what's driving their behavior and examine your own role. When faced with untrustworthy people, increased controls create self-fulfilling prophecies of low trust. The solution is selectively taking calculated risks. Share sensitive information first. Extend trust before asking for it in return. Remember, there is no trust without risk. Virtual teams take 3 times longer to build trust than co-located teams. Teams investing in relationship building during their first weeks show significantly higher performance throughout their life cycle. Different communication technologies serve different trust-building purposes. Video conferencing enables real-time interaction and nonverbal cues, but it's often misused as one-way broadcast rather than collaboration. Written communication carries special risks. Misinterpretation rates in email can reach 50% for complex topics. Successful virtual management requires strategic action. Arrange face-to-face kickoff meetings and periodic gatherings. Increase intimacy through virtual social events and casual conversation channels. Create consistent work processes with regular meetings across time zones. Establish clear communication standards for response times and written goals. Model trust-based communication by sharing appropriate personal details and communicating honestly about challenges. Cultural differences add complexity. Successful global teams establish charters explicitly addressing different communication styles, decision-making approaches, and relationship-building preferences, creating shared norms that respect diverse perspectives while maintaining cohesion. In volatile markets, clients cling to relationships they trust. During the 2008 financial crisis, advisors who built trust-based relationships retained significantly more clients than transaction-focused competitors. When expertise becomes commoditized, relationship building becomes the true differentiator. Trust drives measurable results. Edelman research shows highly trusted companies outperform peers by up to 5% in market value. Simple actions, following through on commitments, admitting mistakes promptly, putting client interests first, build trust steadily and transform you from vendor into trusted advisor. The paradox: focusing less on immediate results and more on genuine service actually achieves better results faster. Professional services firms leading with education rather than hard selling win more business. Studies show employees in high-trust organizations report 74% less stress, 106% more energy, and 50% higher productivity. In an era where technology has made traditional competitive advantages obsolete, the ability to build and maintain trust becomes perhaps the most sustainable differentiator. Trust isn't just good business, it's good for business, good for your clients, and good for you.